Wednesday around 8:15 each Wednesday, we check in with Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec. How are you two?
Wonderful.
Wonderful, wonderful here with the hump day headed toward the weekend.
Yeah, everybody says Wednesday's a hump day, but I'm not sure it's any humpier than any other day, really. I mean, because, you know, when we go to work, we do the best we can, and then you guys put this show together.
State of mind.
Yeah, it's a state of mind. It is a state of mind.
And we celebrate that.
And we celebrate.
All right, sounds good. You know, you said earlier that you felt the sky was not falling, but the ground is shifting. What are you talking about?
Oh, definitely. So in the real estate world, and that's the only thing I'm really qualified to talk about on this program.
Mm-hmm.
So the deal is this. The sky isn't going to fall, and we're not going to have a bust or a blow up or a bubble or in the real estate market. But we're definitely noticing a very, very defined pullback mm-hmm. from buyer activity in our marketplace and other markets throughout the country. So we're seeing a composite of what I think is an emotional movement that has to do with our grocery bills going up 30%, our new mortgage, because now the price of interest has doubled to where it was, to a 28-year rate hike high,
mm-hmm.
That we're going to pay 30% more on our mortgage payment, and can we really afford that now? And do we really want to buy an overpriced house and pay 30%, you know, more for that mortgage payment? And I think it's making people question that, and I don't blame them to some degree, but we're seeing a lot more homes come on the market that don't get answered. And when I say don't get answered, that they come on the market and don't get under contract immediately, which is what most home sellers are expecting these days.
We're just getting buffeted from all sides by the bad economic news that surrounds us, too. Would that be a contributing factor for folks pulling back right now?
Remember, yes. The answer is yes. So, Carl, remember we talked about this. I'm talking about years ago that the economy really is driven primarily by emotion. So if we feel good, mm-hmm. we spend money. If we don't feel good, we feel there's some uncertainty, possibly losing our job or losing money in our retirement program, we stop spending money. When we stop spending money, we put ourselves into a situation that people are – it's almost a recessionary situation, mm-hmm. you know, where the buying habits of the American public and or any other public stops spending money. When they do that, that causes manufacturing supply to back up. When they back up, they get nervous because, see, the whole supply chain is based on dollars per day, basically.
Flowing through,
right. So when that starts to back up, manufacturers get nervous and pull back on pricing. So then they offer value. So the time that when you get into a recession, you'll find more people advertising value. And I think that's really a good thing because that's what gets people to buy when they see a true value in it. We've been in a situation where people have been buying ever since COVID. Since we relaxed the ban on COVID out there, people have been buying stuff like crazy. And that's fueled an inflationary factor. So what we have to do is stop for a moment. Let everything readjust. Let's get this inflation kicked out of our systems. I mean, we cannot continue to go at a 30 and 50% inflationary factor for very long. And I know what the statistics show, but my grocery bill has doubled. And if anybody says it hasn't, I know what I spend every month. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm just talking about me. And thank gosh, I don't drive a fuel car, you know, and have to pay for that fuel. That's affected a lot of people. I mean, I've heard people for the first time in my life talking about, well, I'm not going to take that job because it's going to cost me too much to drive there.
Yeah. You know, I mean, people are considering this sort of thing. And I think one reason you can, please correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but the war in Ukraine, the economic effect of that around the world has been so immediate and so intense that it probably, in my opinion, has sort of pushed over some of the dominoes that you were talking about there.
Oh, definitely. It hasn't helped at all. I mean,
certainly.
See, now that we're a global economy, mm-hmm. it changes the dynamics greatly. And when one country invades another country, not to mention the human rights aspects of that that's challenged, and I'm not going to get into that on a real estate show, but I'm just talking about it's just not right. I mean, it's just not right. And we just need to that needs to stop. I mean, I don't know how you do that, but it just needs to stop. And we just need to figure out a way to live together better and not spend, you know, all this time trying to kill each other just because we don't believe in the same things that The neighbor does, you know. I mean, can you imagine? You get up every morning, you're going to go out there and fire, start shooting at your neighbors because they don't, you don't like daffodils in your yard, or
that's what it comes to.
Where do we stop?
Have you seen the daffodils in my neighbor's yard? I mean, they
well, what about that weed
annoying.
Garden? You got a weed garden out here in front of the cumulus.
Yeah.
I said, my God, I didn't even know that they grew weeds that tall.
Yeah.
But anyway, so there's a lot of aspects to the economy that affect a lot of people's buying habits and living habits, and right now we're seeing a pullback in residential real estate sales, pretty strong. But you know, there again, it's just another phase that we go into when a market shifts from a seller's market to a balanced market to then a buyer's market.
All the other factors you mentioned being in place certainly does. Is there sort of a change of sentiment maybe when we go from season to season? I mean, really, kind of between June and July, sort of a mindset says, okay, we're in a summer season.
Yes.
You know, and that's an emotional thing. Does that affect buying or selling of real estate?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
So typically we experience a slowdown around when the kids start getting out for school to go on summer vacations, and families really start focusing on that. And this year they've had an all-time high on, you know, on vacation travel. It's been unbelievable. And so that takes people out of the home buying mode for a minute. So that season, the summer season, tends to be a little relaxed. Less realtors are coming to work. Most of them are with their children, taking them on vacations and family stuff. And so a lot of stuff comes to, and interferes with the normal flow of the real estate buying habits. So after the summer, we start to see that around August start to come back. Maybe into July, we start to see the summer wear off of the real estate market, and people come back to the buying because they want to be in their house in fourth quarter, you know, for Christmas. So then it's important to them to get back started. And I mean, we'll see a pickup, and this is typically a slight seasonal slowdown, but all the stuff that they people are reading and hearing in the media is scaring them to death. And when people are scared, what do? They just cross their arms and stand there and wait for it to die down. And I don't blame them.
Yeah, I know. It's.
I really don't blame them.
You turn on the news and there it is.
But you know what? If you look back, I mean, from the history of news, guys, come on. There is no positive things. How often do you find a positive story in the news? You got to really look.
You do.
You really got to look. Yeah. So we've been asking the news media to give us bad news for a long time.
Sells papers,
and guess what? And they do. They answer our plea, and they do, and they give us all the bad news. But there's so much good that's happening out there. If we could just focus on the good stuff that's happening, I mean, do something kind for your neighbor. Do something kind for the person at Starbucks behind you today. Do that kind of stuff because that's what we're really all about. That's really what we're all about, yeah, is being kind to each other. But as far as the housing market, it'll start back up again. This is the summer slowdown with a lot of negativity hanging out there, and it's just scaring people, and I don't blame them. But let me be your lighthouse when it comes to real estate.
Very good.
I definitely want to be your lighthouse. I will make sure that you will not crash and burn. That I promise you.
All right. So Bill Hall, the real estate guy with us here, Tri-Cities Talk Radio. And, you know, we're just looking. This, of course, summertime is peak display time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everything is blooming right now. Everybody is sneezing because of all their allergies.
I mean, I'm going crazy. I mean, Max thinks I have a cold. I said, no, it's my allergies. I'm allergic to gas. Anyway, so. This is a great time.
Yeah.
This is a great time right now. If I was thinking about putting my house on the market, right now would be the perfect time. I'd be getting that yard looking amazing, okay? Because when people drive by your house and check it out, when you don't even think that they do, that yard and the way that house looks is very, very important. It's the next step in attraction, in the form of attraction.
In setting a stage for a showing, and of course people have the homes they have, but do you sometimes, the ability to reach back in your arsenal and call on the talents of, say, a landscaper or something like that to recommend perhaps to an individual homeowner?
All the time.
Really?
All the time. So being a realtor in this community, and it means that you have to know a lot of people to help you get your job done, and landscapers, contractors,
tradesmen.
Yeah, these people are so important and vital to our business that I can't even imagine doing it without them. And I can say thank you for them forever. Just like the guy that cuts our grass, you know, at our Kingsport office. Great, guy's a great guy. Calls me up once every month. Everything going okay? I mean, what kind of customer service is that? Has your lawn person ever asked you that? I mean, Ella, has your wife ever asked you how everything's going while she's out there cutting the grass?
Yeah, she says it in a different way. I have to interpret the words in the face, but yeah.
But you know that she loves you.
Yeah,
At the end of the day, you know that she loves you.
That's what I think she's meaning when she's explicative here and there, whatever.
You know, it's so funny, and I get back to this. As I drive around East Tennessee, 90%, I'm saying 90, guys, it's not a 50-50, it's not a 60-40, it's a 90%. My estimate is women cutting grass versus male cut grass.
Yeah. My father-in-law would probably shoot me if I did that. And I actually enjoy it because I've got...
You enjoy having your wife cut the grass?
No doubt.
I mean, I enjoy it. I would enjoy having... And if I was married, I'd want my wife to cut my grass, too.
Yeah.
Carla, if you're listening, would you cut the grass? I could... Anyway.
We're in an off department. I'm going to go home and tell Peggy, would you mind cutting the grass this week?
Would you go out and help the landscapers? I mean, I know they only come here once a week, honey, but would you mind just going out there and let me just see you working?
Well, my wife actually had never touched a weed eater.
Oh, wow.
And she wanted to do something for her area.
Mm.
And I said, hey, you know, we got a weed eater in there. She goes, I've never touched a weed eater.
Mm-hmm. Let's start touching one
now. Well, let me show you. And she literally, this is no lie, she picked it up. I said, okay, you hold this down. Mm. You swing it back and forth. No, you hold it this way. Okay. And she's like, okay, I think I got it. I turned around, took two steps. And then she had wrapped something up.
Oh, yeah.
Rope. Yeah. I was like.
You have to tell her that's not for flossing.
Yeah.
That is for weed eating.
So.
But you're right. It's good. And I'm glad that you put her in training. So by now she should be pretty good, right?
Yeah. Anytime that, you know, because that's her quote unquote layout, get a tan place that she wanted. Weed eating a little bit more than I do.
Right.
So
I'm
like, well, I'm all for keeping my you know, lawn cleaning,
scapes.
And everything. But if you want something extra, that's on you.
That's right.
You
know? That's right. Here's some scissors. Go out there and cut the grass exactly the length that you want.
The trials and tribulations of the Thomas.
Well, marriage isn't easy, but it is about compromising.
Yeah.
And so is real estate, too, when you think about it. Finding the perfect home isn't easy, but if we're willing to compromise, we'll actually get somebody into the best possible home for them.
Right.
And how you do that is by picking up the phone and calling me. I'm not that hard to get a hold of. My office number is 530-7077. And my cell number is 423-946-7575. Again, Robert Brinkman, 423-946-7575.
And you have that phone permanently attached to your ear, and the number one more time is?
946-7575.
Thank you, Bill Hall. Talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.